And you still have, I know at least one answer to this, you still have sort of lasting friendships with some colleagues to this day, don't you?
Well, those were both through playing squash.
Mm-hmm. Because squash was quite a long-term thing with you, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was sat in my bench one day when Dave Ferguson, who was then looking after the test bed, he got to me and I never took him as being sporty at all. And he said, Roger, he said, you fancy playing squash? He said, they're just starting a squash club. And he said, he didn't like to go on his own. He wanted somebody else to go with. So I said, oh, yeah, I'll give it a go. Because my days of playing football were over, sort of thing. I think I was 37 at the time. And, mm-hmm. And of course, the Doughty Clubhouse hadn't been built at that point. And the
Arlcourt one, you mean?
Yeah.
It was just a pavilion, wasn't it, up until then, I think?
It was a wooden cricket pavilion they did have the football pitch on it, etc., tucked at the side, because that obviously what is left there now is much more than what it originally was, the field. And it was Ray Jennings, was he?
He was the big marine player in the squash, wasn't he?
They booked a couple of courts on the newly opened leisure centre in Gloucester,
mm-hmm.
and we had the nights. Well, we'd go along there, and all we had to do was pay the light fee, and Ray Jennings would just show us the rudiments.
I think I was remember that.
And but Dave Ferguson, he decided he'd go off and get some professional
coaching.
Mm. And anyway, when I come to play him, Ray Jennings had just taught us the basics. You just have to make sure you're facing the right way against the wall, and you knock the ball up and down the back of the wall, and the basic of a serve. There was no sort of like tactics and boasting and things like that. It was all the basics. Because obviously, when I started playing squash, it was more like getting the game was more like a bun in a china shop.
Yeah.
And when I played Dave Ferguson, he just hadn't got those rudimentary things. He was trying to do all these clever things taught. He told with Dave, he'd go like a whirlwind for 10 minutes, and then for the next 30 minutes he was exhausted. So he'd win all of whatever he got through in 10 minutes. Now I won all the ones after that.